Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions Team. It's Monday, the 28th of September. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, these are the key headlines you need to know from the last 7 days. First this week, we report on the new job support scheme announced by the Chancellor and highlight some of the areas where schemes and sponsors may need to consider carefully how this interacts with the scheme rules and potentially take advice if they're planning to use the scheme to support employment costs. The new implementation statement requirement comes into effect from this week, although the timing for each scheme will depend on the timing of publication of its annual report. We have a reminder about how the requirements apply and a link to further support, as well as to new vote reporting templates published by the Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association to help trustees obtain and disclose the information required. In other news, we have an update on the timing of the Pension Schemes Bill and news of developments and discussions in relation to the triple lock on the state pension, the accumulation of small deferred pension pots, and the alternative quality requirements for DB and hybrid schemes that are used for auto-enrolment. The full version of What's New This Week will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.